Hi, everyone. Thank you for joining today. Today's podcast is called Communion at Home. We will be using this podcast to discuss communion and how to have communion at home. Let us open the podcast with prayer. Heavenly Father, we thank you for everyone listening to this podcast right now. We pray you would help us to share communion with you. Please speak to us through your word. Please bless our time in Bible study and communion. We ask all these things in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Communion is a time of reflection and remembrance of the body of Jesus that was broken for the forgiveness of our sins and his blood that was shed for us. God is inviting the believers to have communion with him. Communion is for those who have already accepted Jesus as their Lord and Savior. If you have not received Jesus as your Lord and Savior, I invite you to listen to the podcast titled Our Salvation. We should not take the Lord's table or communion in an unworthy manner. We should repent for our sins and actively work with the Holy Spirit to sin no more and live a life of repentance. I will be using this podcast to have communion with the listeners, as there are many people around the world who cannot attend church and have communion. God is making an invitation to have communion at home with him. You can use this podcast as a guide to have communion with God. You will need to have a piece of bread with you to represent the body of Christ that was broken for the forgiveness of our sins. You will also need a small cup of grape juice to represent Christ's blood that was shed for the forgiveness of our sins. You can pause this podcast and bring your Bible and the communion elements to have communion. Let us pray before we partake in communion. Heavenly Father, we thank you for everyone willing to participate in communion with you. We pray you would forgive us for all our sins, and we repent for all sins we have done against you, past, present, and future. Please fill us with your Holy Spirit and help us to sin no more. We pray we can participate in communion in a worthy manner and do this in remembrance of you. Please bless our time in communion. We ask all these things in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. I will read the scriptures and we will partake in communion together. Please have the communion elements and Bible for those who want to partake in communion. Communion elements include a piece of bread and a small cup of grape juice. Please open your Bibles to 1 Corinthians chapter 11, verse 23 to 26. I will be reading from the NIV, New International Version. Pause the podcast until you have the elements and your Bible, as we will be partaking in communion now. For I have received from the Lord what I also passed on to you. The Lord Jesus, on the night he was betrayed, took bread, and when he had given thanks, he broke it and said, "This is my body, which is for you. Do this in remembrance of me." Now let us take the piece of bread and eat it, doing this in remembrance of Jesus. Thank you, Jesus, for your body that was broken for the forgiveness of our sins. In the same way, after supper, he took the cup, saying, "This cup is the new covenant in my blood. Do this, whenever you drink it, in remembrance of me. For whenever you eat this bread and drink this cup, you proclaim the Lord's death until he comes." Now let us drink the cup of grape juice together, representing the blood of Jesus that was shed for our sins. Thank you, Jesus, for your blood that was shed for the forgiveness of our sins. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you for everyone listening to this podcast right now. We thank you so much for an opportunity to have communion with you. We thank you for the body of Jesus that was broken and his blood that was shed for the forgiveness of our sins. We are grateful for our salvation, and we pray we can live lives that are pleasing to you and in repentance. We pray for your Holy Spirit to continue to help us live lives that are pleasing to you. We surrender all our prayer requests, burdens, and concerns into your hands. We ask all these things in Jesus' name, amen. Amen.